Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Manly, what a turnaround. What a turnaround. But, and I'm sad that I have this but. I'm sad because everything looks so beautiful for Manly. Very, very concerning. In the big games, they were not there.
Yeah, I mean, listening to the Hello Sport boys when they sit here and they do their betting show, some of those stats, I think it's Michael Pride that sits here. Some of the stuff he comes up with about
them. Yeah, he's incredible.
Mate, he's very good at what he does. You know, all year they didn't beat anyone on top of them.
And not only did they not beat them, you know, the closest they really got to them was, you know, 12 points.
Mate, you look in the finals, they got slapped by teams above them.
They weren't even, like, if that Manly side goes out in that grand final, they get beaten by fucking 40.
It's crazy.
It's a weird season.
It explains this season perfectly. There is a line from the sixth team to the seventh that is massive. The gap is huge. And Manly, you know, there was a while there that I sort of thought South Sydney might be that team. But the back end of the season, they just took it to another gear. Manly, yeah, I don't know. It's a hard one, mate, because they got the very best out of nearly everyone in that team. I think the centres they got the best out of. The second rowers they got the best out of. They squeezed every bloody inch out of Tom Trbojevic. You're not going to get... Oh, you probably will get more out of him. I won't say that. But it's incredible what they did this year, but it is a worry.
I remember when
Girdler said the flat track bully, everyone fell off their chair.
I don't like the language and I don't understand the concept as well. And I've spoken about this before. And maybe I could be wrong here, but I'm like, they lost to teams that they should lose to. So, like, how does that make them a flat track bully? But in saying that, what he was explaining, take out flat track bully. He was saying against the big dogs, they didn't get close.
Yeah.
And he was right. He was right. And now, again, they did get relatively close to Penrith and Storm in the season. Relatively close. It wasn't crazy close. But when the business end of the season happened.
That's when it matters.
When it mattered. And what was so damning for Manly this in the final series was they struggled. Then they towed up a decimated Roosters, and then they struggled again, which kind of proved the point. It wasn't like they were just like playing poor footy and they got towed up. Against the teams that weren't as good, they seemed to turn up. And then I think that the only reason why we're saying it's a concern is because we're forgetting how fucking bad they were at the start of the year, you know? I think it's, yes, in that small sample size, concern, but overall as a year, incredible year for Manly.
I was talking to Ice the other day about Tom Trbojevic's Dally M medal, and per game, he averaged 2.3 Dally M points a game. If he would have played 22 games, he would have got 50 Dally M points in a season.
Crazy.
The record's 36, which is insane. Where do you, in hindsight now, when you know, we all spoke about Turbo, Hayne, Barber. Hayne and Barber went to a grand final. Turbo went 1 and 2 in finals. Does it?
Oh, so this is why I see it. When you're talking about just performances, I've never seen anything like it.
Yep.
It's number one period. When you're talking about rugby league and everything involved, you still have to go Jarryd Hayne.
I do, yeah.
You have to go Jarryd Hayne. Now, but there was a period there where they were like, it looked like they were going to push for a finals, and you were like, okay, this is going to beat Hayne. But Hayne lost to a over the cap Storm that they ended up getting stripped. So could you imagine if
yeah, it's a finish out, yeah.
And so I just think that there's no one that could ever convince. Hayne has had some amazing games, but he was not getting close to the stats that we were seeing, like 6 line breaks, 19 tackle breaks, 3 tries, 2 try assists, like 4 fucking line, like what, you know what I mean? We've never seen that before. And anyone tries to tell me we have, it's just not true. In saying that, what's the point of rugby league? It's to win grand finals. And whatever magic Hayne had, that's the magic that you want.
Do you think that this Trbojevic season, obviously we had these new rules, there was a lot of adapting this year. Do you think the other teams, you know, the gap will close a little bit next year? Will this be a big outlier as far as his stats? Like for me, the only guy I think that could beat what Tom Trbojevic did this year is Tom Trbojevic.
Yeah.
If he does it again, realistically.
Well, it's an interesting point because some people say, well, of course he has high stats because the game changed so much. But they actually did the stats and he was involved in 55% of all of Manly points. Yeah. And Hayne was involved in 45% and then I think Barber was 44%. So even with the rule changes, percentages, you know... I hope everyone listening understands percentages. It doesn't matter that there's more. It's a percentage. So even with the rule changes, it's still a more impactful year, statistically speaking. So, yeah, I lean in the case. If you're going to say what was the best run of all time in rugby league, I think you still have to say Jarryd Hayne because they got to that grand final. As a whole, if you're going to say what's the best performances you've ever seen, like, and maybe I'm just, you know, splitting hairs or whatever, but I just think that, like, we've never seen anyone do what Tom Trbojevic did.
Where would you put Cody Walker's run this year?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Is that in line with Barber, maybe? I wouldn't have it in line with Hayne, but I'd have it close to Barber, to be honest with you, and he finished third in the Dally M's this year.
Yeah, Cody Walker's an interesting one. I don't know. I kind of compartmentalize that as a half. Like, he's a half, so I'm just going to compare him to halves. But I don't know. His run was fuck. It's the best half run I've ever seen. Like, just he's attacking anyway. I don't know.
Granted, he lost a grand final, but he laid on 2 tries in that grand final. He scored one and laid on another. You know, obviously had the intercept. We understand that. But, yeah, it's an interesting one to think about.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know what the answer is. I would probably have it maybe equal to Barber. Maybe a bit above Barber.
And then where do we put Cleary, who won a Clive Churchill?
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I just think that when you're talking about individuals, that Tom Trbojevic, Hayne debate, the fact that Hayne got there to a grand final with a team that you could argue wasn't as, you know, didn't have as many people as, you know, like Trbojevic still had Tapau, DCE, Foran. Whereas Hayne really, they had Mortimer
and Keating.
And Keating, you know, so Mortimer and Keating versus DC and Foran. I know I'm picking.
Just before we move off Manly, the season of Kieran Foran, the narrative.
Oh, the bounce back.
Just amazing. I'm not a Manly fan, but to see Chez and Foles together again, just so good to see. I don't think there's any rugby league fans that didn't enjoy it.
Absolutely.
As much as we all hate Manly, you couldn't hate that.
I think for Manly, there's concerns, but they're concerns you want to have. You know what I mean? As a club, if your only concern is, okay, we're at the top, tip of the top, now how do we take the step into beating these big teams, that's a concern. That's a good concern to have because only a year ago you were coming fucking 15th or some shit.
And you've got a coach that knows how to make that transition. Oh, man. Too.
Desi Hasler, like, I honestly think he's got to be up there for coach of the year. Him, Bellamy and Robinson. Because he started the year. That team, a lot of those players people didn't even know. They were rejects from other clubs that couldn't get a start. Saab couldn't get a start at the Dragons. Gary couldn't get a start at the Dragons. Foran got let go by the Doggies. Morgan Harper couldn't get a start at the Doggies. Brad Parker was just a solid first grader. You know, even Sully got rid of the Doggies, got rid of him, and then Tigers. Like, do you know what I mean? This was a team filled with solid players that he lifted up to a level that we were going, holy shit, they could go for a final.
I remember watching earlier in the year when it was the day that Sam Walker and Suwali were playing reserve grade, and they were playing the Manly side. And I remember watching that Olakau'atu.
Yes.
Thinking, geez, like, he can play, but then I didn't hear his name again until all of a sudden he popped up in first grade. And then Sorry, tell me he's not a top 10 second rower in the game.
Mate, he's a beast. He was good. He was one of their own. Like, he was their best player, in my opinion, in their loss to Rabbitohs. Look, we've already spoken about Rabbitohs season, really, like in the But we'll just speak about it quickly. Rabbitohs season, amazing, absolutely amazing. They've recruited well. Yeah, there's no things there. They've recruited well.
Do you want to talk Storm?
We'll Storm. Oh, it's gone there. We'll go Rabbitohs and we'll go Storm.
Yeah, cool.
Sorry, just quickly. Nathan Ryan's reporting that Tyrone Peachy signed with the Tigers for 2 years.
Wow. Okay.
Nothing official yet. Just, yeah.
It's very Tigers.
It's, yeah. I mean, Tyrone Peachy's a gun, but is he what you need right now?
Mm. It was the last guy that's potentially underachieving that's arrived at the Tigers and excelled. Mm.
Yeah,
I don't know how they. Anyway, I don't know how they view themselves at this club, where they're like, "Hey, we'll put your arm around you, we'll improve you out of sight." Mm. I just don't.
Like the thing, it's a tough situation for the Tigers because they've got to sign someone. Yeah. They got $1.6 million in the cap, just sitting there doing nothing. They would have got him for a decent deal. In the perfect world, obviously you would go and sign Dale Finucane. They missed that opportunity for whatever reason. So. At least it's a gain. I look at it in the context that it is right now. They've got $1.6 million in the cap. They may as well spend it because otherwise you're just sitting there without one. It doesn't help to sit there. So I think it's a good signing. I think it within the context.
It's a good signing in their situation.
Yeah. Would you rather a Tiger squad next year with Peachy in it or without it?
Yeah, no, I'd rather it with him. I remember when Madge got this job, and the guy that I thought Michael Maguire was from what I saw at South Sydney, he has not signed a single player that I sort of thought fit into that category.
Oh, no, I agree. I
love Peach. I think he's so talented. He's got all the ability in the world. I don't know if this is the place to get the best out of him.
I'd love Peach at the Melbourne Storm or Roosters.
Well, can you imagine if he walked in there?
Oh, he'd be amazing. He is so talented. It's crazy.
The fact that he was on the market this year and none of those clubs signed him.
That's interesting.
Might be a red flag.
Yeah. But...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Look, from the Tigers, you're better off having him.
Yep.
And not having him, in my opinion. And who knows, if he does turn out to be the player we all know he can be, it'll be a fucking great signing.
Yep.
And on top of that, they actually do need a ball playing 13. So I think they got to put him at 13 and keep him at 13.
It's a set and forget, though. Yeah. Just leave him there, let him do his thing.
Let him do his thing. Get him to work really well with Dane Laurie, Adam Dewey when he comes back, Luke Brooks.
Makes it very interesting, though, because there was reports that we might see Jackson Hastings play a bit of 13.
Yeah, he's not big enough for 13, I reckon.
Yeah, he's not mobile enough. But now either. You've got to fit Dewey, Hastings, and Brooks into a team, and now you can't slot one of them into 13. You've got two hookers there.
Look, to be honest,
someone's got to give.
I think that they'll just bite the bullet and say, Brooks, you've got the first few weeks, and then if you don't, we're bringing in.
Let him go now, I reckon.
I think they're probably already trying to do that.
Yeah.
But they haven't been able to. And so what I'm saying is they'll be there. I think Tigers are going to be so ruthless next year that if you're not playing, it doesn't matter how much money you're on. You're in reserve grade. I think that's probably what's going to happen. But I could be wrong. But I think a Tigers with Peachy is better without.
Yeah.
Considering the circumstances.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.